News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, given the recent headlines that the CEO of fashion retailer Ted Baker resigned after allegations he enforced a hugging culture at the company, we look at whether hugging in the workplace is acceptable. Jane Downs is the founder of Clearview Coaching Group. Jane, banning hugs, is that going one step too far?
Yeah, look, I'd say, Shane, it's a grey area. You know, we've got to figure out what's hug-worthy and what's not. You know, if there's times when it's acceptable or not. And, you know, we need to avoid this sort of unwanted hugging that make, I suppose, people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. When is it acceptable to hug somebody? That's the key question, isn't it?
Look, I would always say if it's a compassionate hug, I think it's relatively fair enough. You know, if somebody has, you know, had a rough time, or if somebody's, you know, announcing an engagement, a pregnancy, etc., a compassionate hug, I think, is okay. But I think this sort of natural space of hugging anybody or anybody within a business context, I don't think it can work, because I think, again, we make assumptions that people are comfortable with us. I think we need to request permission to make a hug or to give a hug. And I think if we do that, that can help.
Yeah, I mean, that might sound like a weird thing, but actually it's funny you should say that, because I do remember a few years ago a female colleague of mine got engaged, and I actually found myself saying, can I give you a hug? And she said, yeah, of course. And we had a hug as a congratulatory hug. But it seemed the right thing to do, to ask before I dived in, I suppose.
You know, Shane, this is about cop on, isn't it? And not making assumptions. You know, we need to watch that. You know, in the business or work setting, the stakes are higher. So sometimes it's about it being situationally dependent as well, you know, given the context. But I suppose, again, it depends on the environment you're working in too. You know, the creative casual environments, you know, sometimes a handshake is too formal for them. You know, you know, we have our millennials, the hipster hug, I call it, you know, the bearded guy full of maybe kale and kombucha, and he's giving a big hug to people, you know, in the workplace. Again, this is just about what's acceptable and what's not. And we never want to, you know, verge on the side of creepy.
Yeah.
Again, that's making people feel highly uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, is there sort of a kind of a rule of thumb then? I mean, you know, if you're somebody has lost somebody that, you know, in that situation, it's fine. Big occasions, an engagement, pregnancy, again, that's fine. I mean, in routine day-to-day stuff, there's really no need to be hugging your colleagues, is there?
Yeah, look, for example, you do a good presentation, you know, is a hug appropriate there?
No.
I think it's wrong, diddly wrong, to be honest with you. You know, you see a lot of work environments where people high-five each other, you know, that's almost, you know, taking over from hugs a bit. At least that's a little more acceptable.
A bit cringy, but more acceptable, yeah?
Yeah, I would think so, you know. And then, you know, we have the handshake. Some people feel it's artificial and it's too formal, and people want to be authentic in the workplace now. So this is where hugging is coming into play. But, you know, we have to be very, very careful. Again, we're making assumptions people want that. And we also have to be careful not to treat people differently, you know, around hugging. So you hug some people and you don't hug others. But I do think it's kind of nice to have a go-to hug buddy in the workplace, you know, for a bit of support at times. You know, I think, you know, we've got a bit cold in the workplace too. There's a coldness creeping in that we're seeing time and time again.
Jane, I was with you completely up to the hug buddy. What's a hug buddy?
In your work environment that you'd feel that you'd be comfortable going up and, you know, giving a hug to or getting a hug.
So like Kieran Cuddihy for me, basically, is it?
There you go, Kieran and yourself a hug.
We are the most unlikely huggers you could ever imagine.
But, you know, we see men doing half hugs. You know, it's more than a handshake, but it's less than a hug. You know, you can see those kind of semi-hugs, or maybe what we'd call conservative hugs.
I call that a Brezzy handshake, because he always did it on that reality show. The handshake and then the kind of the shoulder bump. I'm way too old for that.
You're not buying into that one, is that right?
No,
You're
definitely
very
not.
Cold. Very cold, Shane.
But look, bottom line, Bit of discretion, bit of cop on here when it comes to
absolutely.
Hugging.
Absolutely, and just being aware of a bit of etiquette around hugging. You know, we do have an increasingly casual world going on and workplace, but, you know, we just need to think before we act on that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Jane Downs, founder of Clearview Coaching Group. Thanks indeed for talking.
I think she's convinced me, Shane.
You really? Want,
bring it in.
You want a hug?
Yeah, bring it in.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it. Oh, actually, no. Get off me. It's disgusting.
It just, it felt wrong.
It doesn't, didn't it?